care if he's lost anywhere. I mean, Ben's going to get me a legal letter so fast. I don't care, man. This is your hope. The Pharisees, people who write the laws, and we got the judges, and blah, blah, blah. We'll put you in a private court and sue you for liking tweets. Like, you heard him on stage. Like, that's, I was, like, literally sued for liking tweets. You know how petty you have to be to even look at somebody's likes? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And then publicly trying to pretend like you care about free speech while you privately sue people who are just trying to lead your company after they're fired. You fired me. Like, you let me go. Like, please let me go. Stop telling people you're chosen. You are not chosen to do shit except within the synagogue of Satan, clearly, because everything you do is the manufacturing of lies, bullying, getting people to write articles, smearing, libeling. Yeah, it's pretty explicit what kind of people engage in that sort of stuff.
Holy shit. She's not wrong, by the way. She's absolutely telling the truth. Really quick, guys, before I let you guys go, what's happening here, what we're witnessing, is a historic event. The whole world is waking up together, and everything that they're trying to do, all of the propaganda, the money that they're spending, they're buying up, you know, TikTok, they're buying up all these different platforms. They said, Netanyahu actually said that they were going to try to convince Elon to start censoring, right? They bought CBS. So they're trying this massive push for propaganda. They got 1,000 pastors that went down to Israel to be trained on how to come back to the U.S. and brainwash people here in their congregations. They've said this openly. So it's not working. That's the beautiful thing about it. They keep trying and trying, and it isn't working. It's unfortunate that it took a genocide to get to this point, but it's over. I think it's over. There's no putting this cat back in the bag.